So maybe.
That's how I tell you, go on the Facebook page.
Go on the Facebook page, TK. The radio Facebook page. It is communion. How we doing, ladies?
Well.
Good. Okay, doing good. Getting ready for the week.
Yes, we are missing one, Takana. This is communion where the cousins come and chat and have a wonderful time communicating with each other. Indeed. It's me, Ebony, and...
Who go first?
Well,
this is Yana. I'm here today.
Reda
B. I'm here today.
I am here today, too. Look.
And I'm trying to get back on live, TK, on IG. But we're going to just get started with our affirmation. And I can't hear myself no more. Can y'all hear me?
No, not in the headphones.
Right. I can't hear myself.
Hear anything in the headphones.
Yeah, something went zap. Did she join over there yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay, now it's back.
It say we got one, so.
Okay, when I lean back, when I come here, it's good, but when I go.
Can you hear? Can you hear? No.
I can hear you.
You
now.
Can hear? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're good now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're good. Yep, we're good. You're good. We had a little technical difficulties, but we're working. We're all good now. So we're going to start with our affirmation to get this show on the road. And then we'll start and discuss our week. And here we are. So we'll take a deep breath in. We're going to breathe out. We're going to breathe out all of that tension and anxiety that we may have felt on the way coming here, and breathing in all of the peace and the prosperity that we may need for the rest of this Sunday. And here we are. I have a healthy body, heart, soul, and mind.
I have a healthy body, heart, soul, and mind.
I am full of positive and nourishing thoughts.
I am full of positive and nourishing thoughts.
Communion is where I come to unite with those around me.
Communion is where I come to unite with those around me.
I am here.
I am here.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm not here yet.
Okay.
I am present and whole in this experience. Yeah.
I am present and whole in this experience.
I am here.
I am here.
And I am whole.
And I am whole.
Yes. We got to be present and we got to be present. We got to be grounded and present before we be whole, okay? Oh, my gosh.
We are not present.
It must have been that wine flight I had before I came here. I went to this Screwtop Winery in Arlington, and they were celebrating Black winemakers.
Where's Screwtop?
In Arlington, in Clarendon.
Oh, okay.
So it must have been that flight I just had that had me twisted all up. But they are celebrating Black winemakers.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So go up there and check it out if you can. It's off of Fillmore Street.
Okay.
In Arlington, North Arlington. Mm-hmm. How was everyone's week? We're going to either do a phrase or a song or a word to describe your week. All right. So if you want me to go first, I can. Cause,
you go first.
Okay. All right. So I'll go first. TK says she's trying to join. Where are you trying to join?
Is it the Facebook?
Is it the Facebook or is it? No, I'm on IG.
This one is the Facebook.
I'm not a Facebooker.
On the radio one.
So he would have
to. Well, we just need to try to figure out where she's trying to join. Because if she's trying to join you, she can just join you, right, Yana?
Well, no, because I couldn't do mine.
Oh, view request. Split. Here we go. Go live with TK. So she's trying to join me. I didn't even know. I don't know if I have that capability. Oh, there she is.
Hey, boo.
And she's frozen.
Uh-oh.
There she goes.
And there she is.
Yeah. It's back.
And she's back.
Oh. TK, what's up?
What's up?
Did you say our affirmation? Okay, okay. I messed up the third line because it's the flight that I had before.
I was with you.
I had a flight. I had a wine flight
and
before.
But we got it right.
We brought it right back. So we're just getting started to describe our week. And I was giving the ladies, you know, some time to get their you know, word or phrase or song together. So I'll go first. Okay. So my week was very reflective. So like I reflected on every altercation or interaction, not altercation, interaction that I had with people this week. Because at work, I felt like that I don't know if I was being overly sensitive or if I was just being my authentic self where I was just being me. I had to continually come back and ask or just let people know where I stood when I left them. It may have come out rude, but I wasn't trying to be rude. It may have come out sharp, but it wasn't trying, you know. So, like, I felt like I was trying to be understood a lot this week. So I was reflecting on just how I dealt with people this week. Like I had to go back and ask a lot of my, you know, coworkers, like, I didn't mean that. I said this, but it may have come out like that. So as I was doing that, I was also like, man, I shouldn't have to do that. Like, so I was mad that I did that. But then I was like, okay, I want to be clear with who I am. And I want them to understand who I am. Right. And then what other way for people to understand you is to explain yourself to them.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So it was like I was reflective, but then I was a little like, I shouldn't have to be this reflective and trying to be this peaceful, but I just want people to know when they leave my presence what they really got.
Right.
And if they don't understand what they got, then I have to explain it to them.
Okay. Yep. I like
that. So
cool beans.
What happens after you explain?
What happens after I explain? So the times you know that I explain this, no, I don't keep on trying to explain. I guess hopefully they will explain. I mean, they will understand. But if they don't, I did my part into making sure that I was clear in this interaction and exchange, you know. So if they don't get it, you know, no love lost. But it's all about, like, how I feel when I leave, you know, the exchange or the, you know, interaction.
What up?
So, Yana, you ready?
Yeah. Let me see. I guess this word doesn't necessarily describe me. But last week I took some time and reflected on being resilient. And
resilient.
Yeah, and I've always felt resilience, but I've come to the point to where I don't want to be resilient. I don't want to have people continue to tell me how strong I am in the face of adversity. You know, I just want to be me. I don't want to be strong all the time. And, you know, last week, you know, just sitting and, you know, visualizing and, you know, coming up with some goals and things. It's like, well, damn, I've always been strong. When can I be weak? You know, when can I just be me? But, you know, I'm still working on it. So.
But maybe being you is that strong person, and that's what they see.
But so and I'm sure people do, because I always get that. And I've always been strong. I mean, I don't think I've ever had a time where I couldn't be strong.
Yeah.
And you know, that's what our parents instill in us. And you know, it's always suck it up, or you know, you're strong, you know, did it kill you, all of that. But again,
but did you die?
Right, but did you die? So I'm at that point now where I feel like if somebody, you know, comes to me and says, oh, you're so strong, I feel like I'm gonna just burst and be like, I don't want to be strong, you know, like, fuck you, stop saying I'm strong, you know. So I've been kind of juggling with that, and, you know, I haven't come to a conclusion on it yet. So, you know, that's why I got my, walnuts and, you know, my other spiritual stuff. So, yeah, just resilience was
resilient.
That
word.
And it's a balance, to be honest, not to get too deep. You know, like I said, be in your moment. You know, when we're not strong, be in that moment, you know. We don't necessarily need to stay there, but while you are there, how you know, that is your journey, and that is your moment to have, and it's all about balance, because you know, you don't want to stay there, but eventually you'll come back around into this strong, you know, or this image, you know, what they see as a strong,
right?
We always show that our best face,
right?
However, you know, when I have my moment, I have my moment.
Oh, listen, I do, you know, it's like in the dark by yourself. And
is that Emily that joined?
Hey, Emily.
Emily.
Go ahead. Sorry,
Emily.
That was just my little hashtag, Diana thing. I mean,
thank you kindly.
So what's your word or your phrase or song?
My word. It's funny. Both of you all's reflective, resilience, and what's the word? Just walking in my truth, matter-of-factly, but respectfully, not rudely. This week has been interesting. You know, just, you know, you all know I work a lot of hours. but even in that experience, it's changing due to, you know, work mandates and what have you. So decisions I need to make. So being resilient in that aspect, as I think of, you know, possible pathways, you know, in my future, you know, knowing that I need to be resilient. And then reflective, you know, just reflective of my journey. And this week I had other emotional things that, you know, came about with myself and you know, my immediate household. I'll just say that. I have adult children. But being reflective of, like, you know, I know I've raised these folks a certain way. I know I instilled certain things. So reflecting in, you know, my parental, you know, journey, and just even my own as a childhood, you know, we grow up, this is just like a new generation. We didn't open our mouth. We didn't talk back. We didn't cut eyes. We didn't do anything. Even as adults, we would still get the look.
Yes. Well, I talked back. I cut eyes. I tried it.
I mean, we tried it.
To an extent. My point is,
all of them. I did them all.
Let me
I did them all. And
extent.
I got popped.
Right.
But you know,
but
when,
I did it.
And you knew when was it, you knew how far to take it. Or you knew where the line was before you got popped.
I tried it.
Or knocked the heck out.
And I got popped
but,
or cussed out.
Yeah, you got cussed out of popped.
I did it,
you
though.
And, yeah, I was a little scaredy cat. I ain't gonna lie. But I didn't talk back.
Yeah.
But
you're a good
girl. Just knew even with your parents what the line was.
Right.
So just reflective of my experience and then the new experience in my children.
Yeah.
And, you know, where they think the line is. So I had to kind of, you know, as far as, you know, in my house, I had to go back in time. Like, you know, this is where the line is for me personally.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's the reflective part of it.
Yeah.
But all in all, you know, at the end of the week, I felt I was honest to myself in all experiences. And I walked in my truth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Matter of factly.
Yes.
And some of it was a little... You know, I may use some other words not in the dictionary to express myself, but I came back to the balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peacefulness.
But I guess that's the ultimate thing. We want to walk in our truth. We want to be honest. That's the desire. We want to be resilient. We don't want to crumble at every little thing that happens around us. And we want to reflect on the things that happen mm-hmm. around us. So I feel like it's all a part of our daily walk for sure.
Life.
Yes. Yeah. TK, your week?
All right. So my word, I would say.
I don't know if they can hear you, but I'll just repeat. I mean, we can, but I don't know if the viewers can.
Don't put it to the microphone. Okay.
Well, I mean, I guess they could if they.
Radio station.
Yeah, you go ahead. You're right.
But my word would probably be harvesting.
Harvesting.
I feel like I'm wedged somewhere between both. You know, like, I oftentimes find myself kind of looking out into the reality of my life and see, like, the harvest of things that I have
planted,
seeded for, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I see these things coming to fruition and almost like taken back by it, you know what I'm saying? About how much detail is in the things that I have now that I asked for, you know what I'm saying? But then on the flip side of that, I'm also in a position where, you know, I keep speaking about the job and kind of what I'm going through right now around that. Is that I'm also looking forward to the harvesting from that piece because a lot of work is going into that and it's very taxing. And I see the light at the end of the tunnel and I know exactly what it could be with the work put in. But I know it's going to take some time to get there. So I'm kind of like right there in the center of harvesting from before and, you know, seeding for the harvest now, so I would say harvest.
Yeah. So that's interesting because when you said that, I automatically thought. I mean, I'm not a planter. I don't know, but there are some things you plant in certain parts of the year, right?
Absolutely.
Like you don't plant the same type of seed all the time, right?
Yeah. Right.
So there are some things that are annual, you know, or annuals, and there are some seeds that you plant in spring that come out in this time. Mm-hmm. So harvesting, that is deep because everything can't grow at the same time, it feels like, when you say that. It's certain things that I have planned out that need to come at a certain time that I have to now sow and seed that I won't see it grow until maybe the next year or I won't see it until the next spring. So
that's how deep you can go.
Thank you for that.
Ground, you can't see yet, but even though you're sowing your seed and you can't see the outcome, you can't see your harvest yet, things are still going on.
Yeah.
Like roots are being, you know, made. And really, that's good.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good.
It's funny you say that because I say this all the time, but I was talking to one of my employees and just about the fact that, you know, we live in a world where we want everything to go so quickly that we often plant seeds, dig them up, plant seeds, dig them up, because we want to see what's happening behind the scenes in order to know that it's happening behind the scenes. But that ends up being counterproductive because you break that soil again and all of the things that need to be packed in to make that make sense, to give the seed what it needs in order for it to grow, you now have disrupted. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to be sitting in something that is 4 or 5 years old worth of prayer and, you know, investing. It's like it's literally something that's 4, 5, 6 years worth of putting that time in. Shit, hell, some of it could be like 10 years of time. Things that I remember saying I wanted, things that I remember, you know, meditating on and praying for and pleading for to have them now when I walked away from the work. Well, walked away from the work. It's almost like you forget the seed is in the ground until all of a sudden it sprouts out and it's like, oh, yeah.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I did ask for that shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
It's amazing.
Right.
You know, but
sometimes you do have to let the seed do its thing.
That's it.
And it takes time. But what comes sometimes don't come in other times. And while you're planning for one thing or even, you know, harvesting in one way, you're planning in another. So it never ends.
Never. It never ends. Repeating cycle.
Yeah, and I think that's the whole Bible verse that, you know, the Ecclesiastes, it's a time to reap and a time to sow. Like, it's a time to plant, it's a time to pluck up.
Yes.
You know.
And that time should always be now, because you should always be sowing and reaping all the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're reaping for the moment before, and you're sowing for the moment after. That should be a constant mindset.
Yeah.
Of sowing and reaping.
Yeah.
Look at y'all getting all heavy and shit.
Yeah. Well, let us be reflective. Let us be resilient. Let us walk in our truth and be honest. And let us harvest. And let us seed and plant and sow and reap and all the things that come with that.
And that all ties into harvesting and sowing and reaping, the resilience, the reflective. You know, with walking in truth.
Yeah. Amen. That's I don't know why my screen keep going black.
Pretty dope.
My screen keeps going black, I guess, because,
that's
all right. All right. Well, that goes into our next part, our spiritual advisory. We have our spiritual advisor here. Yeah. And I love that our spiritual advisor comes with things that are meaningful to her that can also teach us some things. And some newness. So, Yana, what do you have for us today?
Well, I mean, listen, today is a good day because we all just, you know, reaping and harvesting all this good stuff. And my crystal for the day, I picked out yesterday.
Okay.
But it goes with everything we've said.
Look at that.
Yes. It is Tiger's Eye.
Okay.
I have one here.
Yes.
So, in the morning when I meditate, I have a lot of crystals. I always meditate on which crystals I should carry for the day or which crystals I need to rub on. And the Tiger's Eye has been coming up in my meditation for the past 3 days.
Okay.
So, with that being said, Tiger's Eye is a crystal for balancing, for grounding, for discernment. Tiger's Eye helps you to stay centered and calmly practical despite the ups and downs of life. It helps you balance your polarities and accept contradictions, taking life as it comes and responding to the needs of the moment without judgment. And it is helpful stone for protracting difficult situations as it lends endurance and keeps you in the best state of mind to deal with your problems as they come without getting overwhelmed, helpless, or reactionary. So anybody that knows me, you know that I can go from 0 to 1,000
real quick.
So I have learned, you know, that this Tiger's Eye, and I've seen it work, whenever I am confronted with a situation where it would normally cause for me to, you know, spaz out or, you know, kind of check somebody.
Yeah.
Whenever I have my Tiger's Eye on, it's kind of like, sit down, shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah.
So, I love it for that aspect.
You bringing your Tiger's Eye on the trip?
I am bringing every crystal that I own.
I'm about to say, like, we need all the crystals to feel all the things.
Because I don't know what's in store for me.
Well, I know what's in store for me. A turn up.
You got to be ready. You got to be ready.
I know what's in store for me. I mean, I'm about to turn all the way.
And absolutely. Okay.
I'm harvesting.
I'm ready for some deep
reflecting
shit. So, you know, I'm prepared. I will have my sprays and crystals and, you know, so on. So.
Yeah.
Now,
so it's Tiger's Eye. It's like a, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, I was going to ask, is it like a brownish color? Because I feel like I had a ring that was a tiger's eye. Is it brown?
It's like brown and bronze and coppers. And sometimes it has a little black in it.
So it was like a brownish. So she has some like wire wrapped around it. So you might not be able to get a good view. But it's brown and tan and copper, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some copper in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Tiger's Eye. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
So is this a necklace that you made, that you wrapped into a bracelet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because I use, like, when it's hot, I really don't like stuff around my neck.
Around your neck, yeah.
So I was like, oh, I can just wrap this around my arm and be done. But yeah.
So for balance.
Balance, your clarity, your discernment, your grounding.
Yeah.
I usually, like, in the mornings when I do my meditation, I like to do them outside.
So yeah.
I'll go outside, take my shoes off, walk through the yard, have the tiger's eye with me, and that really helps me, like, ground.
Yeah.
And, you know, become one with nature. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So our crystal of the week is tiger's eye. Tiger's eye.
Our herb for the week is one of my favorite. It is a hoodoo musk. If you are into the whole hoodoo and the herbs and so forth, it is what I call the number one herb of hoodoo. Especially for, like, your spiritual baths, your floor washes, your cleansing. The herb is rue, R-U-E.
Okay.
If ever you're doing a spiritual bath, rue is a must. A lot of people like to use rue when it's dry because you can find it dried pretty easily. I prefer to use fresh rue when I'm making, like, a spiritual bath. And let's say, like, today I'll make a spiritual bath because it's a Sunday. That's what I do on Sundays. I'll take the bath tonight and so forth. But rue is a must in any spiritual bath.
Must.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The properties of rue, it aids with your digestion, improves circulation, aids with breathing problems, relieves pain. All those are, like, top of my list. So I use it for that aspect. But then, like, in your magic, it's for healing, clarity of love, hex breaking, and protection.
Which one was it?
What's what?
Rue.
R-U-E.
Isn't that road in French?
I don't know French.
I don't know French.
I mean, you know.
But isn't that like la rue? Like the path, the road?
Yeah, I mean, la rue, I've heard that, but I don't know.
I don't speak French either, but I don't know why I feel like it is.
Yeah.
Huh? The what?
Nah.
Yeah, I think rue means.
Yeah, see, I don't know what the word means.
Road. Can somebody look it up? I think rue means road.
It
in
might
French.
Be. I mean, if it does
la
mean rue road
or
then,
la rue.
You know.
La rue.
I don't know. I don't know.
Sorry.
Rue. Did you look it up? Do you see
la rue? That's one of them for road, route.
Route,
path, course, avenue.
Okay.
Oui.
La rue. Or
is it French?
Yeah, it's French. They say road or rue. La rue. You see?
Yeah, but R U E though.
R O U T.
Yeah, but what?
Oh, just
R U E.
Yeah.
Let's see. So we got the road. We're gonna look up R U E.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon. Brandon is joining us from Djibouti, Africa.
Hey,
oh, I miss you.
Look, Ebony Soul. Knowledgeable Street.
So it means street?
Street, rue, road, avenue, place.
Yes. La rue. Yeah, la rue. It means. Yes. I better know my French.
Oui,
c'est la vie. Yes.
Voulez-vous.
I don't know the
Comment
rest.
Ça va?
Yes.
That's what I know. How?
Yes, comment ça va? How are you? Ça va bien. Ça va bien. Ça va mal. Not good. Oh, bad.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
yes.
French fries.
French egg. I like those too.
French toast.
French
toast. Yes.
Okay.
French roast coffee. French cruller, the donut.
Okay.
Hilarious.
Yes. Oh, hey, cousin. All right. So, yeah, okay. Thank you, Yana, for Tiger's Eye and Rue.
Yes.
Tiger's Eye and Rue. And Retta, you ready for our current event?
Yes, I've done my homework.
She's prepared, y'all.
I'm prepared, guys. So, actually, let me get to my first article. So, what I've been hearing about, seeing online, you know, all this talk about Simone Biles, you know, the infamous young gymnast, just amazing, many medals and all of that, and she decided to walk away from the Olympics for her own
mental health,
and I applaud her. Yeah, I've read all kinds of comments. She's a quitter, and some was like, you know, she's a hero, she's strong, she's courageous,
resilient.
She is definitely resilient, and she had a brief, you know, response, which is well, there was a couple responses, but, you know, she said, for anyone saying I quit, I didn't quit. My mind and body are simply not in sync, as you can see here. She says, I don't think you realize how dangerous this is on a hard competition surface. And gymnastics is not easy.
Yeah.
And from what she does on a whole nother level, flipping, triple twist, whatever in the air. If your mental is not there, you know, you can break your neck.
Yes.
Not just your leg, but really you can break your neck. And if it ain't right, it ain't right. She said something just didn't feel right.
Amen.
It goes on for somewhere down there. You know, she just didn't feel right. So I'm like, kudos.
Oh my
and for anyone, man. You know, and probably for the majority of the people, you know, that they're, you know, behind her, but always you see these negative comments and the media and everybody wants to play on that and show that versus the people who are standing behind her. But mental health is important.
Absolutely.
And for her to speak up on it at her young age and being, you know, in that type of spotlight. I'm just, you know, simply, boldly, you know, I like how she just she says what she needs to say, simplifies it, and, you know, she went on to the next topic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I really commend her for that.
Reporters. So, yeah, it's just wild how people think that they can just speak on, like, that's her truth. That's her experience.
I almost got, like, listening and reading some of those comments, it was borderline bullying to me.
Yeah.
And for her to be as young as she is and to recognize that her mental state was not what it needed to be to compete in Tokyo, that's huge.
Yeah.
Like, that's big in itself.
Who walks away from stuff like that?
Yeah.
Who walks away from these kind of moments in their life unless it's necessary?
Yeah. Exactly, right,
So I do. I commend her. I applaud her for her decision. I mean, and she has to do what's best for her because the reality is they'll find somebody else to compete in her place.
Yeah.
So.
And that's the truth, right? And she
and
didn't.
And she gotta be in a position where she can compete later.
Right.
Everything's not about today.
Right.
And whatever she's doing today to retreat and recharge, who knows what this go around? What if she did go and do it this time? I'm around, not feeling ready, not feeling whole, not feeling present, you know what I'm saying? Not hearing whole. And to Retta's point, what if she did break her neck or get paralyzed or something like that? Now that's ended her career or the career as she knew it because she wasn't in alignment with herself, what she knew to be the truth for herself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people got to stay out of people's business. That's what people need to do.
That's it.
Yeah, I think that's...
I mean, facts.
That's really it. And I think it's really putting yourself first before being on the stage for everybody to see you perform.
Yeah.
Because as a gymnast, we're watching her perform. We're watching her execute. And she had to put herself first so that she could execute and do what she needs to do outside of being on the floor mat and just in general and in life. And I think that we need to, all of us, I feel like, needs to take, you know, we need to take notes from her. Like, if she can walk away from an Olympics, then we can take some days off of work.
Absolutely.
Like, come on. Like, you don't have to do it all. You're not this superwoman.
We can walk away from anything.
Yes. We're not this, like, super, you don't have to be out here walking around the world like you got it all together.
But see, I think
you do
that,
not. We do not.
That's the problem. And see, and that's where I was with it, you know, because it plays with that being resilient. You
right,
know, we're
right.
taught to be strong. We're yeah. taught to mm-hmm. press through. We're taught to, you know, okay, well, you
But strong is
today.
Also walking away.
Yeah, but see, we weren't taught
and
that.
And I feel like she's we very
taught,
strong.
We yeah. weren't taught that strong was walking
like
away.
Everybody's counting on
because,
you.
Because, you know, you walk away, right. you're then seen as a loser.
Yeah.
You're quitting. You're a quitter.
You are the weakest link.
You're the weakest, right.
You know.
So and
you're the weakest link. Bye-bye. Remember that show?
Right. So I'm hoping that with that, it shows that other side of being resilient.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's how I feel. I mean, just like you said, that's resilient. That's courage. That's, mm-hmm. You know, for some people, it may be a hero because they could have had mental health issues and couldn't speak up, couldn't walk away. And they were like, wow, you are my hero. So, you know, someone had a negative comment about that. I'm like, it's from each person's frame of reference mm-hmm. yeah. and what that means to them yeah. as an individual.
Yeah.
But it's a personal journey. Mental health is personal.
Yeah, I think people always think when they hear mental health, oh, crazy, crazy, crazy. No.
No.
Mental health is a balance. Like, you are mentally sound. You're physically sound. Like, I think people always equate mental health to schizophrenic or,
right.
like, bipolar. No. That's not the only part of your mental being healthy. Like, it's not.
That's right.
Yeah. It doesn't always involve a diagnosis of some sort.
No.
It doesn't, you know, always say, oh, I want to work on my mental health because I'm bipolar. Or I need to take some pills. No. It doesn't always have to do with you are diagnosed with a mental illness.
That's right. I truly believe that. And it's just, you like, well, the other article, she was just off. She felt off, you know, mm-hmm. and like, we all may have moments in our life where we just feel off.
And
or
we keep going on.
Hormones
we need to go off.
Just, you know, we know our little
I mean, but yeah,
extra hormone.
Your
and I'm into my mental,
you know.
And I may cuss you out that day, you know.
Say it again, Takana. Say it again.
I go on until we go off.
Right.
We keep on doing instead of taking into the account that thing, that whisper that's saying, sit your ass down, lay yourself back.
Yes.
Maybe not now. This one is not for you. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
But you keep on pushing, and you end up pushing either to a break
mm-hmm.
or to a blow up
yep.
or something like that. You lose more than you had to gain because instead of taking that rest period to recalibrate, mm-hmm. you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying, and get into alignment, go mm-hmm. on until you go. Like
yeah.
Said, wow.
It's yeah.
like Ebony said.
On a national platform. And being able to do that and being able to say that, I hope that people are looking at it. The same way we're having this conversation right now, I hope they're taking that into account in their everyday lives. The things that that it's okay to walk away from.
Mm-hmm.
If
mm-hmm.
it is not in alignment, mm-hmm. what you know to be right for yourself, and only you know that, and you know that from the inside. So us looking at her on the outside, she looks perfectly normal. Everybody's
mm-hmm.
looking and thinking, she can do this. What you mean? You old. You don't look old. Girl, get up there. Do what you're supposed
Flip
to do.
Around.
But
right.
on the inside of her, all the on the inside of her are saying otherwise, and that's what she needs to be listening to. She don't need to be listening to whatever it is our observation is of her or whatever
right.
perceptions we have of her. She got to be listening to herself, and that's what she's doing, and I give her a super thumbs up for that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, and Ebony, I saw your post this week, and I just like, Lord, is she talking to me? Somebody talking to me.
No.
He's like, can't you take some, you ain't too busy. You know, you could take some time off. I work like 10, 11 hour days, not by choice, but just
mm-hmm.
by circumstances. And, you know, people look to me for answers. And, you know, they got a new leadership, new management. But, of course, you know, I got to train him, or he has, you know, needs to gain some more knowledge where he can answer certain questions, operational day-to-day things. So I'm feeling like I got to be there,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, I don't want to, you know, not be there
mm-hmm.
and, you know, a major situation happens with a patient or whatever. It's administrative, but it's all really day to day. We're people walking in services. We have to make sure we provide authorizations. We have to make sure whatever. So my employees, you know, while they doing their thing, you know, they're calling me. So it's just I feel like I gotta be there. But on the flip side, like I need a break. I can take some time off. Yeah. You know, and they'll figure it out.
Absolutely.
And I just saw Ebony Sposa was like, you know, the people will figure it out. And
they always do.
I gotta take care of me.
Absolutely.
Right. So we have to show up for ourselves first.
Yeah. Love, love, love care.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure that balance out, man, because I'm wore the fuck out. My first word was.
Okay, I got.
That was gonna be my first word when I was sitting here thinking about it.
No, go ahead. I'm just saying I got 10%. I didn't charge my phone. I'm not good. Go ahead.
Oh, shit. But
I know.
I'm just saying that my first word was going to be taxing. Because taxing. Of how hard I've been working.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to keep in mind that I got to reserve something for me. That should just be so hard because, you know, that shit got to be done at the same time. But I'm telling you, the countdown is on.
Ha, man.
Say that.
They got me until the good 11th.
I'm already packing. I'm trying to tell you.
And my suitcase is like 80% packed.
Yes.
And I walk past it every day and look at it and say, this is where I'm ready. You know, those days that I'm going to be all work, I'm going to be giving myself all the goodness so that when I get back to work, I can hopefully be balanced and grounded, doing all the things that I need to do to kind of take some of that time back. Because it is getting heavy, and I got to figure out a way not to let that shit take.
That's it.
And I think we can do it in like small ways, right? It doesn't have to be such a big way. Like, I think the first step is like, okay, if you know that you work late, you know, be adamant about not accepting calls after a certain time, or turn off the phone when you know you're not at work anymore. Or, you know, I think that sometimes we look for the big, I got to do something so big to show that I'm loving myself. No, I think the little things add up to, you know, small doses. Turn off the phone. Go to bed early. Do what you need to do. Wake up early. You know, if you drink tea in outside on the porch instead of in the car rushing, like whatever, you know, like just taking those moments to pause and breathe are just as impactful as a big thing you do for yourself.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, it's for yourself. It's for you. And I think that is really what it's about.
Pouring back into
you. Anything that you do for you is a big deal, even in small doses.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You're right.
Anything you do for yourself is big.
Yeah. We also, too, got to be mindful that when we're telling people to, you know, do those little things for themselves, I know as a parent and, you know, pretty much like a single parent, it's hard. It's hard to condition yourself to take care of you when you've been so used to taking care of little people, you know, or everybody else. And I often, like, I sit and I watch, like, my parents now. It's like all those years y'all spent raising us.
Yeah.
You know, when did y'all then take time out for yourself?
Yeah.
And, you know, I often look back and I'm like, I don't think my mother has ever really taken time for herself because she's always given so much of herself to so many different, you know, octopus arms. So, I do understand, you know, it's hard to say, okay, I'm going to take time for myself. But Ebony is true in those little things. Like, I had to learn how to, okay, I don't have time. I got to go to football. I got to go to work. I got to go here. I got to do this. But what am I going to do for myself today?
Right.
Okay, don't talk to me for 30 minutes. I'm getting ready to polish my toes.
That's right.
You know, and I shut my door, and I put my headphones on. I tune out everybody. 30 minutes, you better not come and talk to me because I'm going to be a mute and you're going to be mad because I'm not responding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very hard. And I get that, especially for single parents, especially for moms. I get it. You know, I don't care how old your kids are. You're always doing something for the kids and not for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's often like, okay, well, I do all of this for everybody. When is somebody going to do something for me?
Right.
You know?
I gave up on that one.
Right.
Yeah.
So you do. As a mom, you give up on that. But that's why it's very important that you say, okay, 15 minutes, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
10 minutes, don't talk to me. Or just do something.
Yeah.
I remember back when I was preparing to write the book and stuff like that, and I decided that, you know, the God in me deserved a tithe of my time.
Mm-hmm.
I deserved a tithe of my own time.
Mm-hmm.
So 24 hours, I deserved 2.5 hours, roughly, of time that was devoted just to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Shit that I just wanted to do for myself, even if that was do nothing.
Yeah.
Full of doing something, but it was something for, you know what I'm saying? So at that time I was writing and, you know, taking out time to, you know, organize my book and stuff like that. But nonetheless, I had to be very firm with myself about the time I gave back to myself. So I encourage people that don't have the time, if they can make the time, trying to give themselves 2.5 hours a day just to themselves as a tithe of time. That's the first 10% of your day, even if you're giving it to yourself in the last hour. Reserving that time for yourself to try to give yourself something back. You know what I'm saying? Feed your own soul, whether that's reading, writing, journaling, you know what I'm saying? Painting, sitting there, meditating, whatever it is, just taking that time, figuring out, even if you have to do it in small doses. So it's 15 minutes, 15 minutes there, you know, 5 minutes here, 30 minutes there.
Yeah.
You know, make it add up, but nonetheless, try to figure out how to give yourself that time back.
Yeah, yeah. I took my time today, honey.
Good.
Go,
I left my house at 11:30 this morning, and I did not look back.
I know.
I was like, I am gone. And then, you know, because of the trip, I was like, I need to be cute. Let me go do some shopping. And it's been a long time since I bought myself something.
That felt good.
Yeah.
It felt good. I was like, holy shit, am I going to be taking this shit back? You know, because that's part of my bipolar, you know, that impulsivity.
Right.
You know, you be like, oh, I'm going to buy this, 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 and this.
Right.
And you get home and you sit like, with that and be like,
damn,
what the hell did I just do?
You're like,
but no, these are all good purchases today.
Good.
I'm keeping that.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that's what I like with the radio show. I love one, that it's on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Two, that it's down here where I, you know, I have to get out. I have to, you know, come this way. And in that, it's like, okay, I'm going there. What do I need?
Yeah.
What do I have to get off my list today?
Yeah.
You know, where can I stop? And see how often I'll have lunch and go sit.
Yeah.
Like today I went over to the Potomac Mills to the mall, and I haven't been there since we've been in a pandemic. So I'm in the mall. I did my little walking.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just to myself. It is
self-care.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is.
So
I got this journal from Target. It's called Self-Care Journal.
Mm-hmm.
And it has you write down what you did for yourself. It has you rate your mood, like your energy level.
Okay.
And it also gives you prompts on how to, like, you know, do things that are small, like take a nap.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the clouds. Do a dance. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we often think, and this goes back to what we said like 20 minutes ago, or like maybe 10 minutes, but like that it has to be a big thing, and it really doesn't. It's just being intentional. It has to be an intentional thing.
Right.
Don't got to be big, but it has to be on purpose.
Yes.
Okay. Say it again.
I said being intentional is big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being intentional is big.
It is.
It's huge.
I'm going to tell you, just my day is hectic, literally. I mean, I may get up once to go to the bathroom, but I look at the sunset.
Mm.
You know, my desk is by the window, and my daughter's like, Mom, look out the window, look out the window.
Oh.
And we get excited. It may be, you know, something small to somebody else. But I'm looking, and where my apartment is, I just see this, it's the horizon where the sun goes down on the clouds. I mean, the most beautiful thing. And that could just, even though my day was hectic, people pulling at me, that just brings me back to myself and to my peace. And I'm like, you know, I just see the God in everything, you know, in the clouds and the sun and the, you know, the rays reflecting through my window. And then and within myself.
Yeah.
Bringing me back to my peace and the God in me and my temple. So. The little things.
Yeah.
The little things.
And that's, I think that's the whole thing of like being mindful. She's gone. So, yeah, I think that's the whole thing of, like, being mindful of what we need and being mindful in getting what we need. Like, what we need to do to get what we need. You know what I'm saying? So, like, these, like, I was looking at these two mindfulness cards, like, while we were talking about listening to ourselves and turning in inward. Because I think that is how we can give ourselves self-love. We have to turn inward first. We have to know that we need something or that something is lacking or we're tired. You know, it has to come inward first so that we can do the parts to love ourselves. So, like, these two cards go, like, so well with what we're talking about. So I'm going to read one and then we can, like, quickly talk about it. But this one is called Tune Into Stillness.
That's my favorite.
We got to tune into being still because, like, we're going. We're working all these hours. Like, I'm working with kids all day. I need to be around grown-ups, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm with children. I'm with children all day long. I'm longing for adult interactions. I'm like, well, where the grown-ups at? But this is good. So this one says, an effective way to develop inner calm is to place your attention on something that is already calm. This could be a tree, a cloud, a building, or an item on a shelf. Notice which parts of your experience feel still or relaxed and make the decision to rest your mind there. This is relatively easy if we are in a quiet place, but it is just as possible when we are somewhere noisy and busy. You will find moments of stillness everywhere if you look for them. That is okay. If we look, if we will find what it is we're looking for. If we are looking for stillness, we can find it wherever we look.
Even amongst chaos.
Oh my gosh! Come on. Finding stillness and turning the mind there means you can have access to rest. Wherever you are.
I truly believe that.
Come on.
And that's what I say. You can have bliss in the midst of chaos if you know how to tap in. Go inside and find your stillness.
Okay.
If you know how to tap in, if you know where to find stillness.
Inside, just like I said, one focal point.
Tune into it. Don't be amidst of the chaos and be part of the chaos. No, you can be amidst of it, but then you can also look for something beyond that chaos, which is the peace, the calm, the inner serenity that is available. We have access to it. We just got to look for it.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
That was awesome.
Oh my God. And then this one here too. Oh my God. Like, okay, you can, yeah. This one is good too. It kind of goes together, like listening, you know, to yourself. So this one says, listen deeply to yourself. We are constantly making decisions. Some are quite ordinary, such as what clothes to wear, what to have for dinner, and others are more significant, like life-changing, like what job to take, where to put down roots. When it comes to making decisions, our bodies are full of wisdom. And so taking the time to sit quietly and just check in with how the body feels can give us access to a level of information that we often overlook. Next time you're having trouble with a decision, big or small, right? Give yourself a few minutes to sit quietly and check in with your body. Your body is a valuable resource. We tend to look other places to get check in with yourself, with your body. That's the valuable resource.
Your body is constantly giving you messages.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just yes. constantly. So yes. it is like tapping in, like with your meditation, your grounding, any of that.
Yes.
You're listening to not only your subconscious.
Yes.
But your body as well. And since I've learned to tap into that, it hasn't steered me wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I will go seek myself before I seek anybody else.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I would usually go and say, Mom, what do you think about this? Mm-hmm. Like, she was the 13th yeah. disciple for me. Yeah. So, yeah. it's no, like, right. you know, whatever
Portia
the problem
got
is.
You. Portia got you. Portia got you. Portia got you.
But now, I go to my Portia. Like, mm-hmm. me. Right.
Yourself, because your name is Portia,
right.
too.
Right. Come so on. I'm going to mm-hmm. her, right. and again, the balance, mm-hmm. you know, you're weighing everything, you're mm-hmm. listening, and it's like, okay, cool, yeah. we're going to do it like this then.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. That, yeah. Be, that wisdom is instilled in you. It's inside, like you said, go inside yourself, find that yes. still moment, and, yeah. And listen to yourself, speak into yourself. I read something, like, you know that voice?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it sounds like your voice. Sometimes, like, the voice you hear, like, when it's speaking to you, giving you wisdoms and all those things, who does it sound like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like the sound of God, you know, but it's mm-hmm. a quiet voice, and oftentimes mm-hmm. you hear it in your own yes. voice, like, yeah. the higher power of God is speaking through you. The wisdom is already inside you. Yeah. Speaking. You just gotta,
yeah,
you
know, yeah.
The God is in you. The wisdom is in you.
I was just gonna say, the yeah. God is in you, the wisdom is in you,
tap
the peace
it.
Is in you, mm-hmm. the love is in you.
Whatever answer you need.
All the answers you need are moment. Inside, yeah. Oh, you just mm-hmm. have to take the time.
Yep.
To sit and reflect and walk in your truth.
Be still.
And be still and show that you are resilient and mm-hmm. so that you can harvest. All mm-hmm. of the things that we've said this, you know, today is an everyday thing. It's an everyday walk.
It is.
It doesn't stop, you know. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't stop.
No, it's work. It's constantly
it is
work.
Constantly
it is work.
It is constant work.
Yeah, you can't give up on it because, you know, you want to harvest.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. if you give up on it, you're giving up on yourself, kind of.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
to
yeah.
be honest, right? Like.
Yeah, and it's just like you going back to your planting your seeds.
Yeah.
You know, you planting yeah. your seeds, and you got to wait for those roots to yeah. kind of take their course.
Thinking, yeah.
mm-hmm. And then once those roots have developed, then we're flowering. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to harvest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's the way, like, I like that we talked about this today because, like, with Nayana, we're doing a garden. Mm-hmm. And we do a garden. We've done a garden for years.
Nice.
This year, though, is probably the one time that we've planted tomatoes. And we have more tomatoes than we can do anything with.
Oh, wow.
So, mm-hmm. it's like, wow, look at this, Nayana. We have planted tomatoes. We cut back. We only did three. Mm-hmm. So I said, we're going to do three bushes. Last year, we did five, and we might have gotten maybe 12 red tomatoes.
Okay.
This year, we've planted yellow tomatoes, Paul Robeson tomatoes, and then, you know, your regular red tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And we have tons and tons of tomatoes every day. And it was like, wow, look at this, Nayana. Look what we did.
Mm-hmm.
We went through and, you know, we worked with the dirt and, mm-hmm. you know, loved on it.
The process.
Mm-hmm. The process.
And mm-hmm. just think what you taught her in just planting a tomato.
Planting my
patience.
Seed.
Mm-hmm. You taught her about mm-hmm. planting, patience, watching, nurturing,
yes. right.
harvesting, yes. receiving,
yes.
celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes maybe it didn't grow. You got to talk about failure, what you think is a failure.
Yes.
Like, that is a whole, like, life lesson.
Yes.
I would say a whole bunch of lessons.
A whole lesson. Yeah. You teaching, talking about planting, you got a whole lesson
yeah.
of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, just think what you taught your daughter in that moment.
Right.
And just spending time with her, too.
That's
like,
it.
Something
yeah.
y'all did together.
Bonding. Yeah. So, yeah.
Amazing.
Oh day. My God, the y'all! Day. This is so good.
Cool. Yeah, I needed to come back.
This was so good. I know last week we were coming and so I don't know what happened with, you know, but we didn't have it last week. Right. So like this is a week that we needed it for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I think next week we're going to have a guest.
Yeah. Here. April.
Yeah, I think it's April. April Webb from Exquisite Cuisine. She's going to talk to us about, you know, being an entrepreneur, being a wife, mother, juggling all of those roles.
Yeah.
That's going to be exciting, and maybe she'll have some little tidbits for us to try.
Okay, I hope we have gluten-free items. I hope we have those collard green things.
Collard green wontons. Her collard green wontons are the bomb, for sure. So I think that is, you know, the
it should be a fun
the
show.
Plan for next week. Oh, yeah. But we'll hear more from Takana. She'll talk to us about if we all need to be here because it might be kind of tight in here or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But but she'll discuss that with us. Yeah. So yeah. So that'll be a great week.
Good.
So this is a great show, ladies.
Yeah.
I'm glad TK could call in, or not call in, but like sit in on the live and everything. All right, well, we will end with our affirmation for this evening, and then we'll be back here next week, same time, same place, same energy, keeping the same energy.
Yes.
Here we are. I have a healthy body, heart, soul, and mind. I am full of positive and nourishing thoughts. Communion is where I come to unite with those around me. I am grounded and present in this experience. I am here. I am whole. All right.
All right.
Have
Thank
a wonderful
Ebony.
Evening, ladies.
Yes,
love
you.
All right.
You.
Peace.